Welcome to the Gym Lords Podcast, where we talk to real gym owners and share their stories, their trials, and what's working for them right now. To apply to be a guest on this podcast, click the link in the description. Hope you enjoy and subscribe.
What is going on, and welcome to another episode of the Gym Lords Podcast. So today we are coming from Kansas, and we have Anthony and Mel here of Southwind CrossFit. Guys, how are you doing?
Wonderful.
Pretty well.
Awesome. Awesome. So let's dive in. So what we like to do here is first kind of give an insight look into the owner's head. So are you guys business partners?
Yes.
Yes. Business partners and
family. In-laws. Yeah. In-laws.
Brother and sister-in-law.
Oh, really? Okay. Gotcha. So that has to be a fun dynamic. Yeah. So let's go back then. I mean, how did that happen? How did you guys even get into the thought process of like, hey, we're going to go ahead and run a business together?
Well, yeah, I mean, we both started out kind of as members, and then eventually became coaches through the gym. And then I actually, her younger sister and I started dating probably early 2016, mid 2016. And then, just progressed from there, and we ended up getting married in 2020. So right before the shutdown happened, and right before that 2019, we were actually approached to purchase the gym. And I was like, well, I know somebody else who's just as passionate about this place as I am and wants to see CrossFit continue to grow and see how we both saw kind of how it's affected people's health in a positive way, in a way that other places haven't. And so we're like, let's go ahead and see what this can become. So.
Gotcha. And so Mel, when he brought that to you, what was going through your head?
I mean, I was excited for him because he was just finishing up his master's in movement and sports
studies.
Yeah. It was kind of at the time we were trying to figure out what are we going to do? You know, like what kind of job are you going to get in Hayes? So for that to come up was really exciting, obviously nerve wracking. So whatever I could do to help him, I just wanted to do so.
Man, I love it. So for both of you guys, did you guys have any business background before this? Is this the first business that you guys have started together? Like what?
Yeah. No business background. We both kind of bought with a passion and kind of wanted to see, we learned a little bit from, luckily we have some members in our gym who are really good about helping us with business, whether they've got an MBA, whether they've ran multiple businesses themselves, but, and we really just reached out for any help we could somewhere else too.
So. Yeah. Our biggest help was we have an SBA office, on our college campus that, they'll mentor people. And so I got in contact with them right away and we were like, we are newbies at this. We have no clue what we're talking about. All we know is we have the passion behind it. Help us. And Rick Feltenberger, he guided us through the whole process. You know, he told us where we're making mistakes, decisions that he did like that we were making, decisions that he didn't like. But he let us make whatever decision we wanted. But he's been very good to us through this whole process.
Yeah. And I think that's a great little nugget there. Just being able to have someone look at your business.
Yeah.
It's always great because you never know what you can get from it, right?
Exactly.
Or just having someone who can help you create a business plan. I mean, we would have gone into there with no business plan and just been like, let's run the gym. He's like, that's not going to work.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So this is kind of a cool podcast because this is still fresh for you guys. You guys just opened up or not opened up, but took over in 2019. Mm-hmm. I guess before we can go down that route, tell everyone about like your services, what you guys offer. I know you're CrossFit, but kind of tell people what it looks like to be a client there.
Yeah. So the majority of our clients, when they start, if they're very new, we always encourage them to go through, what's called our quick fit class. It's a 30-minute, you know, come in, no barbell class. They still get the fundamental movements on squatting, pulling, things like that. That's always a great transition for them because then from that 30-minute class, they can then move up to a CrossFit membership if they would like. We also offer what's called a full access membership so they can get access to CrossFit classes. They can get access to the quick fit classes and they can even get access to the gym whenever it's open. Otherwise,
and endurance.
And otherwise, if you have a regular membership, you can only come to your class and the open gym times. Everything else would be a drop-in fee. And then we also offer one-on-one personal training. Our endurance course, like we talked about, which we just mentioned, is on Saturdays at like 8 a.m. It's based more around trying to hit that running crew and those who are very good at the endurance side, trying to sneak a little bit of some strength training in there and addressing some weaknesses they may not be used to. So What else do we?
We do CrossFit Kids throughout the year, but we also do athletic development because though obviously CrossFit's our passion. We both come from sports backgrounds. And so athletic development, though it's, you know, different from CrossFit, it's nice to get to work with those athletes too, but also show them where CrossFit could also help them too and benefit them a little bit too. So the development side of it is a little different than you would see from traditional athletic development programs, but still hits, you know, speed, agility,
strength.
Yeah.
I love it. So do you guys find that there's a certain type of client that comes in your gym, or do you guys have like an ideal profile that you look at when you see if like, hey, this person would be a great fit for working with you guys?
I mean, obviously, I would say if you talk to a person and they say anything about, oh yeah, I did high school sports or I did college sports, you know, right away they would like, you know, like the CrossFit gym because they still have that competitiveness in them. That's always an indicator for me right off the bat.
Yeah, I agree. And I think we have just a very cohesive, like a very, I don't know, very diverse group. We have very, you know, we have college kids. We also have, you know, 30, legends. 40 year old business owners. We have our legends group, which is they're 55 plus and they come in and they hit a workout just as hard as some of our young college kids do. And so, we have a pretty open group. I mean, it's not a very just a certain population. We have a lot of different people in here. So,
man, I like the legends name. Funny story. So I would have been a CrossFit box when I first opened up, you know, like what, 5-6 years back, except I didn't have enough money for all of the barbells. So I went and got my CrossFit level one cert and everything. I was like, okay, we're going to start boot camp.
Yeah, there you go. That's always a good option too.
Hey, that'll work.
That's a cheaper way to bootstrap it.
I agree.
Definitely.
But I love the what you guys are talking about, like that environment that you grow through it, right? People getting stronger, people focusing on the exercise more than they're focusing on the scale, is such a fun thing to witness.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And we've even seen some health markers come down for some of our legends group who, you know, that's a population that Mel started a while back, that class. And they were just a very neglected group in the community. I mean, a lot of them would go and walk around the track or walk around the mall, things like that, but they missed a whole lot of other components within fitness that would move their numbers down as far as, you know, A1C, cholesterol, things like that, that, you know, we're like, we can probably do something here. So yeah. It's been one of our most fun groups to work with, actually.
Yeah. And that's awesome because that's the most impactful one because it's like you're extending someone's life.
Well, absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah, the development that you see from them. And it's funny because, you know, textbooks say it, post the age of 60 years old, you can't build muscle anymore. And that is so false. And, you know, physicians and stuff are out there still stating that. And I have documented proof that that's wrong. And thank God, because, you know, they went from barely able to lift dumbbells off the ground and they're deadlifting sometimes heavier than I am. So...
Well, and even my mother-in-law, when she first started, her goal was to be able to get out of a chair holding a baby because she was about to have a granddaughter. Mm-hmm. But at the time she couldn't really get out of the chair by herself. Well, now, I mean, she has two total knee replacements and just a slew of other issues. Well, now she can actually get up off of a box holding, you know, 30, 40 pounds in her hands, no problem. So that was a really big accomplishment for us, I think.
That's awesome. So I mean, you guys are making such a big impact there, between everything that you guys do from the PT to the CrossFit to the athletes, how many members are you guys serving right now?
Well, we're down about 25%. So right now we're at
about 110.
About 110. About 110. I mean, we were at a little over 150 and growing. And then when COVID hit, we dropped pretty significantly.
Yeah, because I mean, you guys took over in 2019.
Yeah.
What month?
August.
August. Mm-hmm. So towards the end of 2019, and then we
started at like 70.
70 members. Yeah,
like 70 members. Got it up to about 150 or just a little bit over. And now we're having to
rebuild a little bit.
So, and that's what, you know, you're seeing in the industry. So you guys really doubled your membership, right, when you took it over. And I think that's going to be something a lot of people will be interested about. You know, what are some things that you guys are doing marketing wise to bring in new clients?
Well, we just reached out to the community a little bit more. We joined the chamber. We're downtown, and the downtown itself has its own group, the DHCH or whatever.
DHDC.
Yeah, DHDC. And whenever we took over, they came, they did interviews with us, they posted stuff in their monthly handouts, and that really helped a lot just because the community, you know, we had a big ribbon cutting and it brought a lot of the chamber members in. And so many of them were just like, we had no clue there was a CrossFit gym here. And we're like, it's been here for 6 years. So we reached out to the community to do that. And we started some events also just so that we could be out in the community and be talking to people. We hosted the Little Run at TMP.
Yeah. Yeah. We have a private school here in town that every year they do like a run for all their kids, like a fun day for, to kick the school year off. And we actually purchased shirts for all of the kids and some of the adults. And so that helped.
Yeah. Just to start getting our logo out there and people asking the kiddos, you know, who's Southwind, who got those shirts for you. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think those are all great points to bring up because I think, you know, obviously everyone thinks when you think marketing, you think online. And it sounds like you guys have been able to take advantage of a lot of offline activities.
Yes,
absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, so word of mouth, anything else you guys are doing? Are you guys doing anything online?
Yeah, we took our website and completely rebuilt it. My fiance actually took the reins on that one. Yeah. And once we had the website working functionally for us, that was a game changer, actually. And we can get in contact with people a lot easier. You know, if they're like interested in personal training, they have a better route to talk to us, or they can see more information on us than being scared and coming in and getting a handout. Mm-hmm. Now they can see a lot more information on our website. So that really helped a lot. Yeah.
And we've done a couple of radio ads. We had one, one of our athletic development kids, her mom worked for a radio station. And once COVID hit, I think everybody kind of saw that people were hurting around the community. So they kind of reached out and were like, hey, what can we do to help get your guys' name back out there so you still stay, you know, part of the community.
Yeah.
And so that helped a little bit getting our name out on some local radio. But for the most part, it's been a lot of word of mouth, getting out, showing our faces. And we do a couple of Facebook ads and Instagram, but for the most part, I think it's a lot of word of mouth for us.
Gotcha. I love it. You guys are like bringing up some old school marketing, just proving
that. We are. We're not the typical, our social media, we still kind of struggle with the social media side, but I think it's the type of community that we're in. We're in a very rural area. We are, you know, it's farmers and people that just aren't as interested with the social media, but if they see you at somewhere, now they want to put some time in with you.
Exactly.
If you're willing to talk to them, all of a sudden they're like, oh, they mean business. So
yeah.
And it just shows marketing is marketing. You know, it's the same concept. It applies whether it's a radio ad or a Facebook ad. It's like the same principles apply, which is such a beautiful thing. So that's cool there. So for someone coming to start with you, kind of what are your guys' like average prices that you guys are putting for your memberships for other people out there who might be wondering?
Mm-hmm. About 99 is our average per month. Our full access is a little bit more expensive, but that's just due to the
everything you get with the package. Yeah. I mean, you get a little bit more. So we range from about 79 to 129.
Our legends are a little bit lower than that, but that's just, you know, we looked at what they make and we really want them in the gym. So, you know, we price that a little bit different there so we can keep that group going. But what we noticed is we thought more people would go for the cheaper membership, but at the end, we see more and more going for our full access because they like having an opportunity to do 30-minute classes some days, but they like doing the CrossFit, but they also like the endurance. So it's been nice to see that.
Yeah, we figured the majority would go for that smaller one, but no, we looked at our numbers a couple of days ago and the majority of our membership is from the full access and CrossFit.
50% flip over.
Yeah.
That's good. And then this says a lot about the value you're adding too for what people are using. I think that's really important for people to know. So for you guys, now that you're open back up, right, you were able to make it through the lockdown. You did take a big hit, unfortunately, but as you're looking towards the future, looking towards growth, what goals do you guys have for the rest of 2021?
We know membership wise, we want our goals to get over that 150, but we really want to hit that 200 mark. That's probably our biggest thing because that puts us in the number range that we would also like too, that runs this place more smoothly, pays people the way that we want to pay them. So that's our new focus is just getting up to 200 again.
But you guys have goals of growing the team and everything as well then?
Absolutely.
Yeah. As of right now, I'm the full-time working in the gym. I think we'd like to get one or two more in here and we have a couple coaches that help with the evenings or even growing just our coaching staff would be a phenomenal opportunity, but we'll see what that looks like. I mean,
we have about a staff of seven mm-hmm. or eight.
Yeah.
And an intern now.
And an intern, yeah.
Get some internships. That was something we were able to get started this year, yep. which is nice. So I think that's going to help with developing team and getting new coaches in here too.
Mm-hmm. So I think one cool thing from your guys' perspective, because it's still fresh for you, right? You know, it's still in the last, you know, year and a half or so since starting. So when people are getting started, you're talking to other gym owners out there who are still looking at getting into this industry, doing like what you did and like either taking over a spot or opening up a new spot, just off of your head, you know, what's some advice that you would give them? What are some lessons that you've learned along the way so far?
I would say definitely know your value. I mean, know your value and be firm in the prices you set or in making sure that you execute that with excellence. I think that's one thing that's really hard coming from the personal training side. Before we owned the gym, it's really hard to understand that by you charging what you're supposed to for the product you're going to give, it's going to actually do better for your business. And you're actually going to become better at what you're doing. I think that's a very hard concept that I had to overcome. So
that we both had to overcome. I also think it's important to kind of, it's not the right way to say it, but to stay in your lane, as in be confident in what you're giving, be confident that, you know, what for us, it was, you know, you see some CrossFit gyms and they're like, well, we're CrossFit, but we also do this and we also do this. And for us, we might offer 30-minute classes or endurance, but it's still, when we bring our members in, like, this is CrossFit, you know, we're going to be focusing with endurance. It's like, these are going to be longer WODs for you, marathon runners, et cetera, but we're showing you some strength training additions to it that are going to improve your runs. It's really tempting to be like, well, let's add yoga and let's add this and let's add that. But then all of a sudden I feel like your value starts going down in what you're offering. So to really focus on what you love, what you believe in, and then stay with that.
Mm-hmm. I think those are two great points. Like on the value side, for example, like our owner, Alex, he used to always talk to us and show us, just prove he's a data guy, but show us about like the stats that you get from clients who are paying a lower price membership and not really, you know, respecting the value that they're getting versus people who are paying a higher amount. The higher amount are always, you're going to have a lower attrition percentage. So they're staying longer. They end up spending more, and they're also, you get more referrals from them. So then on the lower paying clients, that's where you would see the most attrition percentage, but then you'd also see the most either complaints or people who were more needy or needed more things.
Exactly. 100%.
I mean, and I had to come to terms with that. I have a client who I just picked up for one-on-one training, and he's like, the first day we sat and talked, he goes, I need accountability for my nutrition. I need you to work out with me 3 times a week. And I need you to text me if I don't send you my nutrition log every day. And he goes, and I'm going to tell you, if you're not charging me enough, I'm going to be straight up, because I need to know and I want that value. So, and he goes, I want you to get paid well, and I want this thing to keep growing. So that's been really good to understand too.
Yeah.
If only every client who walked through the door.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. We're really blessed out here. We have quite a few members that have really talked in our ear about that and just kept that. And they could have easily done the opposite and been like, no, go cheaper. But instead did the opposite. And I think we have some really good business men and women that go to our gym that help us stay accountable to that and just say, it's tempting to do this, but, you know, what do you think your value is worth so that this business can thrive? Mm-hmm. Because you can't follow the other gym's prices.
It's a great way to run yourself into the ground.
Yeah,
exactly. So it's always awesome having partners on here, just because I think the fitness industry is so unique. It's a unique business model. And it's a model where it's like, you can get someone who, for example, like myself, is so passionate about what they do. You have the science behind it. You're very much in the fitness, but if you don't have that business brain as well, then unless you get it from somewhere, it can really hinder you. Okay. So with you guys, kind of who takes on which role, you know, who's more of the operations side, who's more of the sales and coaching side, like, well, how does that split between you guys?
Yeah, I think I'm much more doing the coaching and kind of looking at, you know, what can we do better? What do we need? What can we offer? And then Mel is definitely much more working on the the management side, knowing the numbers, saying this is where we're at, this is what we need to do. She's much better at that than I am. She was a biochemist in college, so she's a little bit more of a science and numbers things. I'm just like, man, I'll go over here and just coach these people. So
yeah, Anthony's definitely head coach, head programmer, coach developer. And I took more the business side, and actually his wife, Becky, she takes on the marketing side, because that was just a little bit too much for either of us to take. So she takes that. She's great with that.
She does a lot of the behind the scenes work that neither of us are good at.
And then I just get a lot of help with my side. So, cause I had to learn through all of this too. And thankfully I've had people have helped me with that.
Man, it takes a village.
Yeah, it really does.
It really does. So for you, what's keeping you guys up at night? You know, where's the biggest fear with the business right now for you guys?
I think right now our biggest fear is the constant media saying it's still not safe to eat at restaurants, bars, and going to gyms. And that just keeps me up at night, because it's just really frustrating, because I feel like we did a great job stepping up our cleaning efforts, you know, limiting our class size numbers so that people could feel confident and, you know, distancing themselves. And we never had to shut down for any COVID transmissions in our gym through this whole process. Mm-hmm. And it's frustrating though, that when I start talking to someone, they're like, well, I don't think it's quite safe to come back to gym. So that's keeping us up at night.
Yeah,
when we're trying to get members in.
Yeah. That's, I would say the same thing for sure.
Yeah. And I think that's a great point, because I think as entrepreneurs, and you know, we can block the noise out, we can kind of ignore, you know, the media that's kind of really trying to scare people and things like that. Mm-hmm. But I think we have to realize, like, members are still usually listening to it, or, you know, mm-hmm. your future client could be listening to it. I know that's gotta be hard.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it is.
So for you guys right now, you're kind of in this position where you're getting back. I know you took a hit with COVID, but you're getting back to growing. What would you say is that? Cause what we call it a gap. We have this gap concept. We say, like, between where you're at right now and the goal that's around the corner, there's this gap of either information or something that you're looking to learn, or some skill set needed. So for you guys, what do you see that gap being in your business right now?
I mean, one gap I think that we need help with would be a little bit more of an online development, as in, you know, when people can't come to your gym, but you have great programming, how can we get that out to people and et cetera? So that is a gap that we have yet to fill.
Yeah, absolutely. That's all I can really think of that would be a gap we need to fill too.
It's funny that you said that. It's an amazing opportunity. So we had put together in a complete, like, online platform for our gym owners and everything that when COVID hit. We actually did it before COVID hit, a little bit too much before COVID hit, because everyone thought our owner was crazy saying that, you know, like, clients don't want online as well. But he was right. Yeah. So rolled it out. And it's funny because now we've had, I can't count how many clients have came back and were like, hey, we're actually, you know, going to, like, not open up our doors again because we're loving this online side so much and we're just going to keep running it.
I've seen that a lot too. I think one thing though, that when we got to open up our doors, they changed the date and they made us wait actually two additional weeks than we were originally told. They changed the day before we were opening up our doors, but our members could come in. We just weren't allowed to coach them. And at this point, our members were just so ready to start doing class and getting to do whatever. Yeah. We opened up the doors. We let them in. We wrote the workout up there for them. And a lot of them walked in. They're like, this isn't what I want. I need you to coach me. I want to do this as a class. And that's what kept us.
That keeps us confident in that, even though if we do put on an online platform out, we're still going to be okay with brick and mortar. Yeah. So
exactly. You know, what's going to happen with you guys, especially with, like, the level of value you bring, it just opens you up past your location. And I think that's the sweet spot, right? You have, I'm sure you have members who have family members in a different state or something like that. It just gives you that ability to impact so many more people. And I think that's awesome.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Cool, guys. Well, hey guys, don't want to take up too much of your time. I really appreciate you coming on the Gym Lords podcast. It was great having you guys.
Thank you for having us on.
All right, guys, if you're tuning in, I hope you got some great nuggets from that. Just showing that it is still a time to thrive in this industry. And I hope that you guys can stay motivated. So don't forget, leave a review, and we'll be talking to you soon. Take care.
Thank you so much for listening. If you found this content valuable, here's four ways we can help you grow your gym for free. One, grab a free copy of Alex Ramosi's best-selling book, Gym Launch Secrets, at alexsbook.com. Two, join our free Facebook group at alexsgroup.com. Three, if you're a gym owner, you can apply to be on the podcast by emailing us at podcast@gymlaunch.com. Four, leave us a 5-star review so we can gain access to more gym owners and bring those lessons back to you. And as always, tap that button and subscribe to this podcast for more.